So last week we learned in Tanya that the Baal Tanya was very, very harsh regarding the people who come and bother him with physical stuff. He said that only the Nevi'im had the ability to be able to address that kind of thing, and in our times there's nobody that can do that. And basically, leave me alone, and if you want to talk to me about Inyanim Ruchniyim, that's what I'm here for, but as far as Gashmias goes...
No refrigerator
questions. No, right, go fly a kite. That's not what I'm here for. So, I knew, just from the conduct of the world, that ultimately, throughout the ages, people have gone to tzaddikim, to rebbes, to consult with them about all kinds of physical things. I don't know if they've actually talked to them about refrigerators. But, you know, almost until that point. So, I looked around and I found, we'll talk at least about three sources here that deal with the subject. The first one is the Agra Dekala, on Resh Ayin Gimel. The Agra Dekala is the Bnei Yisoscher's Sefer, Tzvi Eli Melech of Dinev, about... it's a Sefer on Chumash. So, if you take a look, let's just start the piece here. On the bottom right-hand column of Resh Ayin Gimel is a piece in Parshas Lech Lecha. Oyeimer. Ve'yelech Avram kasha dibra elav Hashem ve'yelech ito loit ha'kushya mifursemes. Everybody asks the question. Kan nemar shekvar holach. Here it says that he went already. Ve'yachach shuvam ve'yikach Avram ve'yetzel leches. And then it says again that they left. If he went already, how did he leave again? Nearly, Torah melamed la'adam das. Torah is teaching us to have seichel about an issue. Dine kibalti mirabiseinu agdeshim. That's a powerful terminology. He was a disciple of his uncle of Zidichoyev and several other tzaddikim. But I received a Kabbalah from my teachers, al inyan hamatmiya ene kol raya, something that causes any, what do you call a person who's an observer, to wonder. Mashenoig adover shamayin am, the fact that it's become customary that the public, matridim atzadikim, nudge the life out of the tzaddikim. And everybody comes to pour out their shmooze before him, dealing with all kinds of matters of this world. Ad kemat, to the point, that most of the person's life, of the tzaddik's life, the tzaddikim are busy kemat most of the time with people's stuff. And olam hazeh stuff, not spiritual stuff. This is really something wondrous. Why did Hashem do this? To the righteous of the world, who's their true service is on high. It would be much better for them that they would have the open time to be able to create and unify all kinds of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to play around in the playground of the higher celestial world. Wouldn't that be much better than being busy with the brands of refrigerators? Bikibalti. So my teachers have taught me Sha'inyanu, that the concept is Sha'tzadikim ke'ela, that tzaddikim like this, asher asagosim gedoyla, who have these great spiritual heights, great attainments in hasagas, in what they're able to acquire, b'chol yoyim asigim yoyse l'kusi yisbach, and each and every day they get to know a greater amount about godliness, u'b'chol yoyim tshukosam mizgaberes b'yoyse le'ashem yisbach, and each and every day their thirst and their yearning gets stronger and stronger to Hashem, ad kalos nefesh, to the point where they almost expire. V'zeh davar yidua, and everybody knows shaneshama e'amalach, that either the neshama or a malach, an angel, imasigim yoisim ikdei yicholtam, if they step outside of the boundary of what they're allowed to attain, yizbatlu mimitziyusim, they will cease to exist. Because since the nature is, like we've seen so many times here in Tanya, that the nature of the chelik, of the pot, is to want to reunify with the whole. Therefore, the natural yearning of the neshama is going to be to reunify with the whole. That's what happened with Nadav and Avihu, bikarvasam lifnei Hashem. As they went and brought this carbon lifnei Hashem, they came in too close. Ayin barachayim. But that's how he interprets what happened, that they came in too close. Is al kain, for this reason, me'es Hashem yizoyis la tzadikim. This is why the Rebbeinu Shalom does this to the tzadikim. Asher esigu v'igyu l'madrega shehu kefi shoyesh nishmosim, that attained and arrived at a madrega according to their lofty root of their neshama. Bein etchu kasam g'dayla, they have a tremendous yearning, la'aleis b'maleis v'mesilas ha'yosei g'vayim, they want to elevate themselves to even higher and deeper places. But the problem is, bein yizbatlo mimitziyusam v'teitzei nishmosim l'ikol b'shoshim, the result of that will be that they're going to expire like Nadav and Avihu, and they're going to die. V'Hashem Yisbarach adayin roitza lishtasheya b'avidosam b'ilam hazeh, and the Rebbeinu Shalom still wants to enjoy their service in this world. Al kein, for this reason, sheleach aleihem anoshim, he sends them dudniks. Ha'iskim b'ilam Hashem ha'ishchem ha'isam v'asichlam, who people who are very much of this world, who draw them down, and their seichel, where they're forced to wrap their minds around the issues that these people are busy with. Because they have to be able to toil with them in their, whatever they're busy with. But through this, their neshamas will remain in their bodies, b'chol pam, until the Rebbeinu Shalom will send them on their way, ultimately at the end of life. Did I copy the next page? I don't think I copied the next page of the Agudah Kala, right? No. So he explains that Avram went and he took light with him. Light is the body. So he took light, and he made him very heavy with all kinds of acquisitions, with animals, with all kinds of stuff, because that's what kept Avraham Avinu anchored in this world, so that he wouldn't expire in his yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So that is reason number one, is what the Agudah Kala explains, as to why tzaddikim should toil and be busy with the Hamoinam and their physical stuff. Okay, let's go in order here of the years. The next one should be the Imre Noyam. You have to get the link. Okay, skip to the Imre Noyam. So Imre Noyam was a son of Reb Lezer of Jikib. His name was Reb Meir Horovitz. Was also Rebbe in Jikib. It was a tremendous tremendous Talmud Chacham, both in Nigla and in Nistra. He wrote Tshuvas and Menayim, and this Torah is phenomenal. So here in Parshas Miketz, he says like this, a little Yud Gimel there, you see it on page Kuf Samach Zayin, last piece in Miketz. Pozuk says that the brothers said, Yorad Yaradnu B'tchila Lishbaroich, we went down initially to buy food. Vayiki Banu Ala Malayin, we came to the Holiday Inn. V'hine Kesef Ish B'fiyam Tachta, we found our money in the opening of our sacks. Vayyem Mekas B'chem Boilayin, they said, He said, your money came to me. Right? Yesh l'rameis remez b'zeh. Says the Imrinayim. Now page Kuf Samach Ches. One can point a allusion here. Al oisano anoshim hanoisim litzadiki ador. About those people who travel to the tzadikim of each generation. L'horik aleim hashpo. So that the tzadikim can pour over to them all kinds of bounty. V'chol tuv. Binyane parnos. When it comes to, especially to parnos or whatever it is. Shiduchim. Children. Whatever needs we all need the tzaddik to help us with. But what happens is that when the tzaddik taka talks to them about their needs, so what he does is he uses it as an opportunity to also inspire them with the light of all the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve Hashem. Because that's really where the action is for the tzaddikim. Their real job is to guide people in the ways of Hashem and how to serve Hashem. The alkoze, and then the frosting on the cake is gam bakashosim minyanei olam hazeh. In addition to that, is also to help them with matters of this world. His Torah and his righteousness, he's also able to help them out with matters of this world. But the real purpose of the tzaddik's relationship with his flock is to guide them in Yonei Aveda. V'zehu sh'omra achei Yosef kishabo al Yosef. This is what the brothers tell Yosef. Shemirum is the b'chinas tzaddik. We know that Yosef is called Yosef HaTzaddik. Yosef is the tzaddik, right? So the brothers come to him. So they say like this. We really came down here because we had parnosa issues there in Eretz Yisrael. The stock market was down in Tel Aviv. Our main intent at the outset, when they traveled to him, they really went originally to acquire food. They really came there for the bounty, for the goodness of Parnosa and the good, all the good things of this world. That was why they went. Somebody told them this. This tzaddik is an expert in Parnosa, right? They got another tzaddik who's a shidduchim expert, and a third one is a refuah expert. Right? You got to go to where the... So Yosef HaTzaddik was the one who was known that he could help anybody with the bracha for Parnosa. When they came to their place, when they arrived at the tzaddik's home, they sensed within themselves a tremendous awakening to serve Hashem. They didn't talk to him at all about serving Hashem. They came for panusa. And here the tzaddik all of a sudden inspired them to want to be a greater Avdei Hashem. Vizehu, that's alluded to in the words, V'hine kesef ish b'fiyam tachtoi haino. That is to say, oysan ha-tshukais. Kesef is from a language of kisufin, which is nichsef nichsafti, I yearned. Those desires, shahoyala ha-tzaddik, that the tzaddik had, ha-nikr ish, the tzaddik is called an ish. Ish tzaddik tomim, like it says by Noach, ish tzaddik tomim. Haynu gam eim nechsafim v'tayim l'mitzvah Hashem. What happened is the kesef of the ish, the yearning of the tzaddik, ended up in the mouths of our sex. It's in the place we came here thinking we came for panusa. In the meantime, what we walked away with were the yearning of the tzaddik. He inspired us with his yearning. So Yosef said to them, yeah, that's true. Yutaka will pick up from the tzaddik his yearning to serve Hashem. But don't worry. Gam kas b'chem bo'elai. your need for panosa will also be taken care of. Hainu gam chukosechem, your yearning, your desire, binyane tuva ilam hazeh, when it comes to the matters of this world, lo yipalotza, don't worry about it, it won't fall away. Ki shneyem yiskayemu biyedchem, because both will be fulfilled, toira im panosa, ukin is ba'alel. What will result will be that there will be toira together with panosa. So Yutaka used the opportunity to come to the tzaddik because you needed money. The benefit that you got is really far greater than that, because you got a mahalach in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't worry about it, I want you to come back again. As if he's only going to come back again if he's able to provide the reason that they came, and that is that the kesef will also come up, come to be. Gorgeous. Taitch from the Emirayim. So that's reason number two, that people come to the tzaddik for physical stuff, is because if it's just for the spiritual matters, they're not coming so quick. But if you need panosa, then you travel across the world to the tzaddik. You go to the then you go to the mekobel, right? Then if it's just for ma'alach and avoid that life menach neshazay shnel. All right, now let's go to the Yaitav Lev. Yaitav Lev is from the, is the Yismach Moshe's son, Ksil Yehuda Teitelbaum, Sakmarov's grandfather. And it's a classic sefer here in Parshas Masai, Daf Tov Ayin Hay, in this new printing. It's the second shtickle Elamase. Zukta Yaitav Lev Hazay. Eilam Asim B'nei Yisroel V'yichta Moshe's Meitzayim L'masayim Al Pi Hashem V'eilam Asim L'meitzayim. Yesh the Farish, we can explain it like this. Ki Ksiv L'mayla B'parashas Kisisa. And Moshe Yikach HaSa'oil. Moshe took his tent and he put it outside of the camp. Why you call him Avakish Hashem? Yetz Al Oil Moed. Anybody who's looking for Moshe Rabbeinu goes out to the Oil Moed. V'targumai. Targum says there, he called the Tova Ulfan. Anybody who's looking for guidance, min kadom Hashem, from before Hashem, nafek lemishkan beis Ulfan. He went out to the Bismarck Medrash there. Zviyesh lahavin, v'chidlei boel Moshe rak. What do you mean? Targum is saying that they only came to learn. Halei boel of gam l'sharin. And we know that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu for other things as well. Kedachsiv leel pashas Yisrael. Where do you see that? You see earlier in Parshas Yisrael, when Yisrael challenged his son-in-law, and he said, "Madu ata yoshev levadecho? Why are you sitting alone? V'chol ha'om nitzav alecha min beikah ad erev, and the entire nation is sitting there and standing there from morning till night. Why are you doing that to the tzibur? It's a burden on the tzibur. Right? So Yisrael balls him out and tells him that he needs to put into place a system, right? That's where he gets in the Sari Allah from the Sari Meis and all those different systems that he gets into place. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only teaching Torah. They come to look for Hashem's guidance. When they have a Shafat at the end, I judge. So the Ramban interprets that to mean, the Ramban says they come from many things. Says the Ramban, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for the ones who are sick. Lamer ho'achia mechili l'zeh. I don't know what that is. So you see, this might have been, by the way, what he quoted last week, what the Voltanya quoted, that by Nevi'im, you see this. V'ayin shani shayfet o'isam. In addition to the fact that I davened for them, I also judged them. Ki alerim v'shapatati. V'ayidani melamed o'isam Torah. V'ayidati yischuk yadakim. I also teach them Torah. Harei shaboi lovely spell about them. First of all, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu Shadavin. First he was Rebbe, then he was judge, then he was teacher. Why does the Targum just interpret it Beis Ulfan, or Beis Medrash. Bakra Gufa Lekasha. I'm not asking on the pasuk itself. Because all of these things could be included in the terminology of Mevakish Hashem. But why does the Targum interpret it the way he did? It seems to me that the multitudes of people, when they have someone who's ill, or they have an issue with making a living, or they have an argument going on, and they come to the tzaddik to daven for them, or to straighten things out, is their intent is for that which they came to the tzaddik for. That's also a good thing. Why? Shemamin, because that person trusts that the tzaddik is going to bring about their salvation. What's more, in the case of the judgment, he's going to listen to the guidance, because he knows what God wants. Avodas baledeiv haskil, but the mindset of the smart people is kias kol ha-shekaro, that everything that happens to them, me'es Hashem, me'es Hazayis, was all orchestrated from above, leman yelech v'yove ha-reish ador, lil me'toyrev ha-nogi yishorim y'piv, it was all orchestrated so that I would end up going to the tzaddik to learn Torah and to learn how to serve Hashem. V'zeh ha-ikah be'enav, that ends up becoming the primary reason for which he went. Alkain yata oznav lishmaya b'limudim. Therefore, since he now realizes that that was really why the Rebbeinu Shlom orchestrated for him to go, he certainly is going to pay attention to what he's being taught. And in addition to that, his heart is full of trust. Kimem mele yivashaya b'yosakav. That everything else is going to fall into place. He'll be saved in his parnosa. I found this in the Ahavas Shulam from Kosev. It says, Kielem Dova Boy Lai, he says by Moshe Rabbeinu, where he says to Yisr, when they have an issue, they come to me, Ritzayn Elayma. Shemashi Yielem Dova, the reason something happens to them is Lemanye Mokrech Liyaz Boy Lai. He's explaining, I'll come to him, Kielem Dova, you know why things happen to Jews? Because Boy Lai, because they need to come to a tzaddik. They need to end up Yisr. The Rebbeinu Shlom, instead of them coming on their own, the Rebbeinu Shlom orchestrates that they should have a tzara, and that brings them to the tzaddik. Is Dugma Lezeh, he brings the very example that the Baal Tanya brought last week to prove the concept of the Navi. Is Dugma Lezeh, okay, so he says like this. Dugma Lezeh Avi, Memasha Nevdu Ha'asoynais, Lekisha Vishol. Right? Shaul HaMelech's father lost the donkeys. Kidei she'yelech Shaul HaShmuel. It was all orchestrated so that Shaul HaMelech would end up going to Shmuel, Limshachai, so the Melech, so that he'd make him into a king. K'mavoy b'Shmuel Aleph Sementes. Is v'zeh she'omah Moshe ba'atzmei. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself. K'yovei Elayah Om Lidush Adikim. When the nation comes to look for the Rebbeinu Shlom, v'gam ki yelem dova v'shafatati kol zeh, all of the reasons that they think they're coming for is leman v'idati eschukai, is only so that I can inform them what the Ratzon Hashem is. Ki yedeani, because I know, says Moshe Rabbeinu, sh'rak b'shvil zeh ha'yamashakotalem, that was the only reason whatever happened in their lives happened was k'dei sh'yavoy v'yishma v'yilam d'v'yiro, so that they'll come and learn avodas Hashem. Now he says, let's go back. It will be when anyone looking for Hashem, and anybody's going to be looking for Torah. Kidar Amidbar Hayudar Deya. That generation was, as we know, the Dardeya, the greatest generation. V'yadu ve'evinu. And they fully understood. Kikol HaKoyris Oysam. That everything that takes place in their lives, Hulaman Yavayu Eilav Lomel, is only to bring them to Moshe Rabbeinu to learn. Shiyayu Lam Aderach, that he could point them in the direction of Terva Mas HaShiyasun, and the correct way to conduct themselves. That's why the Targum says that they came to learn Torah. Next page. That is the Shechina HaKdoisha that spoke from Moshe Rabbeinu's throat. Did I copy it? Anyone who teaches Torah, the Shechina is speaking from within them. Hashem yiten omer hamavas is tzavarov. V'zeu she'omer hakosav v'im toitzi yoker mizaylo kifitia. If you pull out the preciousness from the garbage, that's a sign, kifitir, tzolemesh ha-shechina metaberes mitach grenach, va'ata on you, the tzadik, kifia, like my mouth, alkein oiseroishim leitziyok mizal. That's why he's able to pull out the neshama from the muck. Right, it goes back to interpret this here with these psukim, but the bottom line is that what he points to is that the goal is the goal of all the other things, the tzaris, and the reason people came to tzaddikim, and according to many svarim, the purpose of all the mifsim and the miracles were just a tool, a mechanism, to get the person to come to vaiksach by the tzaddik, to learn about the Hashem. Now, it brings here one additional isofa that is just really amazing. It's from the Sefer Ben Basi, on Tehillim, Kapitel Chav Gimel, authored by Reb Lezer Tzvi Safrin from Kamarna. Okay? No, you don't have it. So he tells a story like this, that he heard in the name of the Heiliger Rebbe Melech of Luzhensk. Then he once said to his Talmid, Rebbe Melech once said to his Talmid, to Luzhensk, there was a massive Gefurach, thousands of people came. So Rebbe Melech said, do you know why people come to Melech? So many thousands of people to save them from all their tzuris? Because Chazal say like this, also mitzvah achas, if a person did one mitzvah, az machrias kol ha'olam mekavzchus. So he turns the entire world to the side of merit. V'mois haveirach, as if he does one haveirach, az machrias kol ha'olam mekavzchus. The world is at an exact perfect point, and a person needs to see to it that if he does one mitzvah, he weighs the world completely this way. If he does another, he weighs the world completely the other way. Now, so he says, that's why they come to me. All these Eden come to me, because they come to me for their yeshias, because Melech did too many avayas. So he ended up turning the world towards its detriment. And that's why all these people, this one's nebuch sick, and this one's missing panusa, and this one has this tzara in their house, and all these things. One person's missing, he says, mizoynus, another one's missing children, another one needs a refuah. Because if I would be doing only the mitzvahs of the Rebbeinu Shleilam without avedis, so then I would make the world tip towards the kaf schus, and nobody would be missing anything. Everybody would have everything they need. But now, because I did so many avedis, so I caused the world to be imbalanced the other direction. So they're lacking nebuch everything that they need. So they come to me, all these people who are lacking, and they say, Melech, daven to the Rebbeinu Shleilam that we should have these yeshuas. Because it's your fault that you need to do tshuva. It's your fault that we're lacking. Because if you would really be a tzaddik, we wouldn't be missing any of these things, because it's only because you're avedis that the world went to the other side. So therefore, we're coming rightfully to demand of you that you give us what we're lacking because of your avedis. So that's a whole different perspective here that he throws in here about why they're coming to the tzaddik. They're holding the tzaddik responsible for the fact that the Welt is nicht wie sie darfst sein. And if the world would be like it needs to be, then they wouldn't be lacking. And this is how the Rebbe Melech saw that the why else would they be coming to me? He says, clearly they're holding me responsible. They want me to do tshuva, and if I do tshuva, then it worked. He got up to David, he did tshuva, and they were all gone from Gevara. He proved himself right. What you see, though, from here, is that in as much as the Baltanya, kind of excoriated his oilam to leave him alone and only to speak to him in Inyan Iruchnias, but you see from all these sources that even by Moshe Rabbeinu, good, see, if I am for that, that was a Navi. But you see, Lamaisa, that the derech was that people came to the tzaddikim to discuss and to help them with all kinds of physical things. And that was, and I think that even by him, ultimately, he didn't get his way. They came and bothered him plenty. All right, Mitzvah Shem, next week we will take it up from the next parak.